He'll make you pay.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
There's a man who leads a life of danger.
The funny part about that,
yeah,
is it's where the two of them are looking at each other like fighting, but yeah, with their minds,
yeah,
and they're right, totally taking evasive maneuvers. So it's two guys just fighting with their minds, and they're like, oh, you missed.
I have no doubt that the CIA had people in tiny white rooms trying to read the minds and control other people's minds from remote locations. I mean, this is an organization that drugged an entire American town with LSD. Project MK Ultra.
Yeah.
They did it.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of things that MK Ultra did. That was just one of the things.
That was just one of the things.
Yeah, I mean, they actually were using MK Ultra was where
it was mind control and behavioral modification.
Yeah, program. So if you're talking about, you know, if we want to go a little bit dark, if you're talking about sort of the movie where you say a word and the guy becomes programmed, whatever it is.
Yeah. The Manchurian Candidate.
The Manchurian Candidate. That is what they were looking for from mm-hmm. MK Ultra.
Yeah.
And in fact, there are people who believe that Sirhan,
right, because he doesn't remember doing it.
Yeah, and he kept saying weird stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
Or the son of Sam.
No, that guy was just crazy.
But, well, both of those guys actually. Well, I mean, there's all sorts of weird stuff in there.
The son of Sam killed like a whole bunch of people.
Like three or four. And they're not sure it's always there. Listen, there are some people who don't believe it was all him.
There's a documentary out there called Son of Sam.
Yep.
Watch it.
Yeah, I know.
It's compelling.
I'm right there
it's
with
fantastic.
You.
It's fantastic.
I'm right there with you. But I'm just telling you what the conspiracies are. I'm not telling you that they are all.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, some are more plausible than others. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, but those, I mean, that's not a conspiracy.
There was one where
they
actually thought it was like a Manson family. People were doing some of the Son of Sam stuff.
Maybe. But I mean, like, MKUltra is not a conspiracy theory. Like, that's documented.
No, I know. It's true.
Like, people lost their minds.
People did lose their minds.
Because they did not know they were being drunk with LSD. That is not a cool organization. That is not cool.
The CIA?
Man. That is not cool. I think the CIA does a lot of really uncool stuff.
I think the CIA does a lot of uncool stuff.
Yeah. Which is why it would not surprise me.
I think you need evil. I'll be very careful with these words. I think you need evil minds just to make people understand where most of us don't want to go.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Listen, the United States has assassins. We always have. Back to the days of the Revolutionary War. And those aren't good people. But you got to have them.
You got to have them.
And I get that. But still uncool. You know what's uncool? I'm doing a transition here.
What's uncool?
Away from murdering CIA.
Grease 2.
Grease 2 is uncool. No.
Crystal Gale.
Hey. Just step back off of Crystal Gale.
She's got like 10-foot long hair.
Okay. She's still cool. Well, maybe she's
not. Is her eyes brown or are they blue?
Maybe she's not cool still, but she was very cool at one point. Her music is still cool, at least to me, which means I might not be cool.
Okay.
What I was going to say what's not cool are CSU fans who are getting a little full of themselves, who are just talking a huge game right now, and their mouths are writing checks that their behinds I don't think can cash. They're just feeling uppity. But this is what happens to CSU every few years. They get uppity.
Which side would you like me to take on this?
I want you to take whatever side you want to take. You don't need to agree with me. I don't need you to agree with me.
I have, on one hand,
yeah,
I believe that there is a lot of evidence that can show you that CU and CSU will be a barn burner of a game, and it could be anyone's to win this year.
Maybe.
Or I can give you reasons to tell you why CSU will go in and rout CU.
oh, I'd like to hear how that's going to happen.
Or I will give you how CU will go and rout CSU.
See, I don't believe that. But I also don't believe CSU is going to win. I have been saying, I think CU wins by 14 to 17 points, which is not a blowout.
The current point spread is at 5.
Yeah, it's too low. The over-under
started at 8. The betting's taking it to 5.
Well, like I said, because CSU fans are getting very uppity.
65, I think, is what it is. Listen, they have a lot of reason for optimism. They played a very good game against a team from a Power 5.
Against a very bad team.
Well, yeah, but they were
a team that I thought would be better, but clearly they're not good.
They still created 5 turnovers. They still looked good on. They still played a swarming defense. Their offense, once it got rolling, looked good.
They were getting run on.
They were getting run on.
So you talk about swarming defense.
And they were a little bit exposed on their. If you want me to talk about CSU, they'll improve. Hopefully on defense, because there was a lot of plays that Oregon State left out on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, there's not going to be the same type of excitement, I believe, coming from CSU. Yes, it's their game of the year. But if you can believe it, all right, them coming out and opening up a stadium is probably a big, huge event for them.
Okay.
And now they've got to go try and find that energy on a short week, by the way.
Oh, I think they'll have. Listen, like I said, this is their Super Bowl. This is their national championship game. This is the biggest game they have every year. They want to stick it to CU worse than they want to stick it to anybody, for whatever short man problems they have, or insecurities, or deficiencies, or mental disabilities, or physical deformations they have.
I'm trying to tell people. This is the other thing that I've been saying for a long time now. What have I been saying for almost 2 weeks? Is that they just. The team looks bigger and faster.
Who?
CU.
Oh, CU?
Yes.
CU is bigger and faster. And with that said, though, I don't think CU is going to have as good a year as they had last year, because their defense is going to fall back a little, even though their offense should have picked up a lot.
The Pac-12 is an underrated pick to be the best conference
I think it's second.
I mean, ACC is there. SEC is there.
Big Ten.
Well, I think Pac-12, I mean, you've got USC, who's going to be very good. I think Washington is going to be very good.
Yeah.
I think CU is going to be very good. Stanford will be good. I mean, they whooped up on Rice. Rice!
Yeah, Rice isn't very good.
That was Minute Rice.
So, I mean, listen.
Minute Rice!
I poke and prod and have fun with CSU fans, and that's fine. Yeah, feel free to crow and be all cocky this week. You earned it. You
lost 3 of the last 4. Yes.
You beat a bad team. But you did open. You do finally legitimately have a stadium on campus, which is.
And by the way, Oregon State was their fans.
Mm-hmm.
Livid.
Oh, I'm sure.
Livid.
As a conference fan, I was very disappointed in their performance.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen. I told you that there was going to be a blowout and you didn't believe me.
No, because
I didn't think it would be quite that big a blowout. I think they pounded points late.
I thought Oregon State would be better, and clearly they are still a terrible, terrible football team. And turnovers don't help. But even though CU is bigger and stronger this year, there's always, and this happened, if people don't remember, I do.
2013?
No, actually, I'm going to go back to the 80s, when CU was coming off of a very long streak.
Yeah, Steve Bartolow.
No, this has nothing to do with CSU. CU was coming off a long streak of just very bad football. And McCartney slowly built that team. And then he had a breakthrough year, just like McCartney did last year. But Bill McCartney understood that he built that team but didn't have the depth to take it to that next level yet. And he was probably going to fall back a little. And they did. And they missed a bowl game. But then 2 years later, they're winning a national championship. I believe McCartney right now has built the team to a point where the depth is almost there.
Just call him Mac and Mac 2.0.
Yeah, that's
man.
Fine.
It's McIntyre.
So McIntyre is, I think he understands, he's a year away from seriously challenging for something special.
I think he believes this. I think he believes his offense can score on everybody and anybody.
We'll see. I hope they can. If we can run the ball, they can.
Phillip Lindsay, baby.
And that comes down to our offensive line.
Woo!
So we'll see. I'm not nervous. I'm not worried.
Hey, guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
What?
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Be my